Someone asked different generations between the ages of 18 and like 79 who has the best flirting advice. They were trying to look for the best flirting advice from generations, like boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, right? There were some similarities between all of the generations. Okay. Basically, everyone, doesn't matter how old you are, wants to be seen, wants to be respected.
Sure.
Wants to be listened to.
Okay.
They want to laugh and have fun. So
sounds that's, like it makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say that's very general, and it crosses the boundaries of all of the generations. But like boomers, again, be yourself, be respectful.
Yes,
that's their flirting advice. Gen X, more be funny.
Interesting and interested.
Yeah, interested. Like pay attention.
Right.
Yeah, pay attention. Millennials, be friendly and witty. Again, okay. That, kind of that quick sense of humor sort of thing.
Yeah, quick wit. That helps.
Yeah, that helps. Gen Z, complimentary. They want the compliments.
Yes.
Yeah, they want to feel like validated compliments. Be authentic.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit of that authentic self. Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to say, yeah, be a jerk. You'll win them over every time. Yeah. No one's saying that.
Yeah, no one's saying ignore them and they'll like you even more.
Yes. No. It's all in, you know, just make sure that you're being straightforward. You be sweet, funny, throw out some compliments.
Yeah,
you'll
so,
be good to go.
So really, I mean, there are a lot of similarities between all the generations. There are some nuances between the, you know, older and younger generations. But
above all, be yourself.
Yeah.
If you're trying to create something that you're not, that's going to get found out at some point.
Yeah, flirting. Interesting.
I will say that the last time I flirted, when I picked up my husband,
he
I think was unaware.
He didn't know.
What I was tossing out. Because I was, listen, he was with his friend.
Sure.
Mickey, and I didn't want him to feel like left out or ignored. So I'm talking to both of them.
Yeah.
But I'm being a little more attentive.
Like your shoulders were turned towards your husband as opposed to Mickey.
Yes, giving him some looks. Okay. Mickey picked it up. He understood why I was thrown out.
He understood
that. My husband did not.
Okay.
It took him a little bit.
I was very dense to when people might be like flirting with me.
Okay. Well, you worked with your wife first and you were friends first. Mm-hmm. So did you understand when that was starting to turn for her? Or did she have to hit you over with a brick head, with a brick in your head?
She kind of had to hit me over the head with a brick.
Okay.
But yeah, I think she left a note on my car.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, okay. She's
Bold
actually
move.
Interested. Yeah.
Bold move.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that was, yeah, I was always just kind of friendly and I was the friendly, funny guy.
Right.
So that's how I like.
And then they were interested
approached
in friends.
Myself. Yes. Yes, exactly. And so
can you introduce me to Mike?
Right. Right. Exactly. For sure. For sure. So anyways, there you go. A little flirting advice. I don't know if you have anything that is a solid for you that's worked. You can toss it out there. 502-795-1997.
Got a playbook.